I can just roll off a couple of injury updates. I know that there was a couple blanks yesterday. Cattell, we'll start with Cattell. He felt very good after last night's yesterday's progression. We'll continue doing the same here at Chase. Tim LeCastro had a full workup, pregame workup yesterday. We'll do the same thing today and then put some innings on top of that at the alt-site game. Christian Walker played in an alt-site game yesterday for 5 innings and felt good and is scheduled to play in another alt-site game today and go up to 7 innings. Joaquin Soria threw an inning yesterday, 12 pitches, and then went through his post-game progression of PFP, just continue to test out that calf and make sure that he can get off the mound and do what he's got to do without any discomfort. So all really encouraging news for that group, and we'll continue to just keep you posted. They're on the right path, and they're getting closer day by day.
Torrey, I'm not always there to see batting practice. I think yesterday was the first day that I noticed Cattell at Chase. Was that his first day there?
Yes, it was. It was. We wanted to get a chance to spend a little bit of time with him yesterday, see where he was at. And he's in really good hands over at Salt River. We know that. But we felt like yesterday would just be a way for us to spend a little bit of quality time with him and evaluate him the same way he'd be evaluated over Salt River, but it's just nice to connect with him a little bit. So he's here today as well. He'll go through the same progression today.
Derek Summers.
Torrey, has how well the team has been playing over the last two weeks had any impact on how comfortable the team is kind of taking their time in getting some of the players that are injured back to the team? Is it giving you a little bit of luxury or buffer, or would you guys be doing exactly the same thing regardless of how the team's been doing?
Yeah, fair question. I think that we're not going to fast forward anything. We're going to continue to make sure that these athletes are getting the attention they need while they're gone. And we're not going to speed it up by a day or two or a minute or two. We're going to continue to let them heal. And the idea is to have them back for the rest of the season. It's certainly nice while the understudies and some of the replacements have been feeling good and contributing. And I think we got to have the mindset here that 26 players are going to go out there with a focused effort and help us win a baseball game. So it'll be nice to layer in some of the starters that we've been counting on. But it's nice to see the younger players or the understudies get an opportunity to do well too. We're a good baseball team, and that's what it means.
Following up on that, are you stressing at all about some of the upcoming tough conversations that may be coming as these guys get layered back in, as you say?
Yeah, of course. Those are hard days for me. Those are hard days for this organization. But it means that when we have tough discussions, it means that we shared tough discussions, you know, where we all can equally give input. It means that we're a good organization. We got some depth. And we try to get it as close to perfect as possible, and sometimes it doesn't happen. But that's what the minor leagues are for. It's a very different situation here. When players go down to player development and continue to grow and learn, we're dialed into what they're doing. And we make changes here based on what we need. And if you're playing well, you're going to get that opportunity. So they're tough conversations, but we know that it's not the end of stories. It means, you know, continue to go down there and work and get your butt back up there.
Jody Jackson.
Hey, Torrey. Chris Crone, I just wanted to get your thoughts. I know you spoke about him when he joined the team. You have some injured coaches, but what has he meant to what you're doing right now? And what has he also meant to guys like Pavin Smith and you know, even Rojas when he showed up and some of these guys that have been in the organization?
Yeah, well, he's just another, for me, he's another sounding board and another incredible baseball mind that is going to give insight during the game. You know, I'll ask a ton of questions during the course of the game. The same questions that you guys are probably thinking about or wondering what's going to happen here, I'm just projecting it, maybe thinking about it an inning or two before you guys are. And having conversations back and forth with Crony, and he gives really good, insightful answers. So he's been a great luxury to have inside of the dugout for me. But inside of it, day to day, he's taken over for Dave McKay. And, you know, it's a very hard needle to thread. You know, you got to have some feel. You can't come in and just overwhelm guys. And you can't underwhelm them. You got to hit it just right. And he's done a very good job of taking control of where those outfielders are and positioning them with the fearless mentality and the great baseball mind that he is. It's showing through day by day. So very fortunate to have him. And I know that there's a little bit of awkwardness with his son playing first base for the visiting team. He's totally blocked that out. And he's here, and he's helping us win baseball games, and he's making a difference.
Ed Coro.
Any word on your rotation?
Not yet.
I know we asked you about this the other night, and you made it sound like you liked him better in the bullpen, but just wondering if you have had any further thoughts about Caleb Smith and the way he's throwing and whether he deserves another crack at a start.
Yeah. Well, I'll never say never, and I'm going to follow that same pattern that I spoke about the other day. Caleb is contributing in an incredible way for us, and he's helping us win baseball games. So I like that, but I know where he wants to be. He wants to be in the rotation, and he's been an unbelievable teammate in saying, this is where I'm at, this is what you need, this is what I'll do. But we certainly know that he has a starter's background, and you know, we haven't quite figured him into a starting equation right now because he's been so effective. But I'll never say never, and he's just got to keep throwing the ball well and help us win baseball games, and wherever that takes him, I can't quite predict.
Jake Rill.
Hey, Torrey. Josh Rojas has been swinging the bat well after that slow start. I mean, what do you feel like he's been doing better of late, maybe now, than he was during the first couple weeks of the season?
Yeah, you know, his swing is so simple and so easy, and because of that, he can get kind of caught up on his backside and become very rotational. So I think when he's hitting balls the other way, there's some length and some finish to his swing, and he's covering the plate. And that starts with a direction towards the pitcher, and he's closing ground on the baseball instead of staying back and just spinning off the baseball. I don't know how else to put that in simpler terms, but he is balanced and displaying great play coverage with the barrel of the bat. And he's got an incredible knack for the baseball. Incredible nose for the baseball. He knows where the barrel is, great barrel awareness, and he knows where that ball is going, and you know, he's going to find a way to beat you, and he's got a tremendous attitude, and that's never wavered. It's just he's having good success right now because he's in a good fundamental hitting position.
Or did you feel like he was pressing? That was a thought that crossed my mind with the struggles on both sides of the ball there that first week of the season.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, we outlined a lot in camp, and we talked to Josh about having to go out and earn a spot, and he did do that. And we've all seen it many, many times where young players go out and have a very productive camp, and then there's just a natural letdown, like exhale a little bit and say that I made it. Well, that can catch you, and I think he got clipped real early, and he let his guard down for just about 10 seconds. And resulted in a tough first week. But a lot of credit goes to him because he stayed tough, stayed mentally strong, believed in what he'd worked on all spring training long, and now he's coming out the other end of it.
All righty, guys. We'll see you after the game.
Thanks.
Thanks, Torrey.